Oi, Paul. I can speak to Mr. McJory, please.
Is that me?
Hi, Nicholas. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
All right, got you, mate. Right.
How are you, Nicholas?
Not too bad, mate. Not too bad.
Fantastic. You got 5-10 minutes to have a chat with me?
Yeah, of course. Are you case? Well, yeah.
So my role, Nick, is to gather the evidence for your case before we submit it to the Scottish redress team.
Uh-huh.
What we've already done is we've gave them notice that we are going to claim, but we're going to provide support and evidence. So
my role,
Nick, is to write to the social services of the care settings you're in.
Glenoakle Detention Centre and stuff.
Yeah. So Parliament, Glenoakle, you were there twice by the look of it. What I'll then do, Nick, is I also need to understand how, you know, your time in these centres has had an effect on you in your adult life, whether that be alcohol or drugs depression.
Because, I mean, don't forget, they had me in there. I was only a 15-year-old kid. I shouldn't have even have been there in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are these jails? Are they?
What's that?
Where are these detention centres?
Aye, Glenoakle Detention Centre. You have to be 16 to be in there.
Oh, okay.
And they had me in there, and I was only 15. I started telling my age, and they would listen.
That's horrendous.
You know what I mean? I was getting punched about the place with certain officers, you know.
Yeah.
Not just me, but, you know, things that were happening. I pissed the bed one morning, and they made me carry my mattress out into the yard in front of the whole, you know, every window. Everybody was all standing. You go out for a piece and bar and a cup of tea every morning. And because I went to bed, Officer McAllister made me carry my mattress outside, up and down each aisle, and then back into my cell again.
You know,
punching me about the face, you know, he's meant to run the wing, and then you've got another officer, Mr. Ambrose, you know what I mean, he's another one beating me up. You know, these are the things that they were doing back then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's not punishment, you know, it's
abuse,
isn't it?
So, when I came out, you know, you got to remember, they gave me 3 months detention centre for attempted theft. Very first offence, my first time getting into trouble. I was 15 years of age, and they put me in short, sharp shock treatment.
Yeah,
you know, I was only a wee guy, you know, and they put me in this place, you know, with all these nutcases, and I get bullied up to the eyeballs, you know. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? I wasn't even meant to be there, you know.
Yeah.
You know what? I told them, try to tell them my age, and they wouldn't listen. I mean, the if you check the dates, which, you know, what you're going to do, you
yeah.
see what I'm, you, I mean, I don't even need to look at a back paper, mate. Everything I'm telling you is never, everything that I remember is in my head, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Nathan, you know, suffered with depression in your adult years.
Yeah, mate, I went through a lot of stuff after that. I lost my girlfriend. You know, everybody looked at me different.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't get back to leave school with my pals that I had at school, you know. Everything everything fell apart.
Yeah.
You know,
did you get any sort of medical help with the depression?
No, I never. No, well, obviously, I didn't know after it. Everything to me was just normal.
Yeah. Have you suffered with any sort of drugs or alcohol issues?
I've been a drug abuser, you know, in my whole life since then.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I'm not saying that's what caused it, but I'm not saying that it didn't do any good either.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Do you see any sort of drug team?
I'm on the Espinal just now. I've got a support worker, and I'm also on license. I just finished a 5-year sentence down in England.
Okay.
See what happened was, I've lived in England 27 years.
Yeah.
What I've been doing there with my kids. Possession, maintain, and supply.
Okay.
Two ten pound tenner bags.
Two ten pound bags
and a dangerous driving. I skidded the car in the corner and crashed it. And they knew I never stole the car because obviously they had the black guy on camera. But because I knew it was stolen, you know, I'm guilty for the talk.
Yeah, of course.
So I can find you for that.
Okay. Nick, you said you see a drugs counsellor. Where do you see her or him?
They're with Adelphi and the Godbulls, the Adelphi Project. I need Patricia Knowles.
Patricia Knowles.
And my probation's name is Jamie.
Where do you see Patricia?
Whenever she... Well, see, you've got to remember, I've done half of my licence. I mean, I got released March last year. So I've stayed clean. You know what I mean? I've been clean 7 years, you know what I mean?
Oh, nice. So where do you go and see Patricia? Because I need to write to Patricia, Nick.
Right, well, she's in the... Well, I go and see her. She's at the Adelphi Project in the Godbulls. That's where she's based.
Adelphi, yeah?
The Adelphi Project. You know, if you Google it, it will come up.
Give me 2 seconds.
You know, see, that's where I get my prescription. No, they put it into the chemist every week for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm on the blocker, I'm on the Espinal.
I'm just trying to find this Adelphi. Is it the drop-in hub?
Yeah, it's Adelphi. You know, it's a medical drop-in centre.
And where is that, sorry?
The Godbulls.
Can you spell the Godbulls for me, please?
G-O-R-B-A-L-S, Godbulls.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to Patricia. I'm going to write to the local authority of the detention centres that you were in. I'm going to gather.
It wasn't just Glen Oakle. We're also talking about Glen Oakle Young Offenders and also Pullman Young Offenders.
Yeah, I've got Pullman here.
I was another mess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was never in the block. No, they hadn't been in the block. I was getting beat up nearly every day down there. We had an officer called Joe Allison. They used to call him Crazy Joe.
Yeah, I've got all that information here.
All right. I'm not the only one that's happened to big man, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's so sad. There's a huge distinction between, you know, rehabilitation, punishment, and abuse.
Rehabilitation.
You've obviously suffered.
It wasn't rehabilitation, mate. It was just, they called it shock.
Yeah, I know the initiative.
Right,
yeah.
So they were doing that was just beating you up, no problem. Just up in the morning, right outside, hail, sleet or snow, rain, whatever. You had to run a mile every morning, 1,500 metres every morning. Then you came in, you done a circuit in the gym, and then you went in and got your little shitty breakfast, and that was you all day. They made you shave every day and hold the razor up. You had to stand at attention and hold your big razor up so that the officer can see it. You had to, 15-year-old boy, go to shave every morning. Face was all totally ribbons, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no. It's so weird and mental how they think that is going to help people, isn't it?
No, but to make everybody shave and at the end of the day, if it was a speck of dust in yourself, you know, you were treated by an animal.
Yeah. No, I get it. Sad. So sad. So what I'm going to do, Nick, is once I get all the information from your time in these YOs, I get your medical records.
How are they going to kill you? How are they going to admit to something like that?
They don't. All they do is they'll give me proof that you were there when you're there. Obviously, that's all we don't need.
December 1982, Glen Oakle detention.
Yeah, I've got it, yeah. So what the likelihood is...
And then it was the first time. I was in there three times. I ended up in there.
Yeah, the likelihood is, Nick, is that there's been loads of, or lots of different complaints about this institution and the Scottish Government or the Scottish Visa Scheme. Surely somebody must know
about these things.
Yeah, hopefully. So what I'll do, Nick, is when I get all this information, I'll share it with you if you wish.
I actually thought that the other day I got a call, somebody said that the solicitors have now got my paperwork.
Yeah. They've got your paperwork?
Yeah, that was a call that I got.
Is that from ourselves, MMA?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go through the information together, Nick, make sure that you're happy with everything. We haven't missed anything out. And then what we'll do is we'll submit that to the Scottish Redress team. From there, we'll then get what's called a panel date, in which a panel will judge on our case.
Obviously, all
the support and evidence that we provide. And then hopefully you'll then get the recognition you deserve, obviously.
Is that basically the apology? My wee sister, she was in a children's home. She got... $10,000, you know, she got an apology.
Yeah, so our average, or the average case value, so there's two ways you can take money from the Scottish Redress. You can have what's called like an expressway, in which you get 10,000, or you can apply for the £10,000 payment, or there's the second way, which is you reject the £10,000 payment and you can go for anything up to £100,000.
I was taking the first offer.
Yeah, okay.
You can't put a price on that, mate.
No, you can't.
These guys were proper animals, you have any idea?
No, I have no idea.
It was terrifying, you know. And the thing is, I wasn't even meant to be there, I was 15 years of age. You can check it yourself, mate, I ain't lying to you. I was 15 years of age. You know, my date of birth is the 28th of the 10th, 1966. Know what I mean? I'm 59. So I was 15 when I was in there, December 1982.
Okay. Okay. So once I get all that information, we'll submit it for you, Nick.
A better one than that. That's nothing. I was in Berlin when I was 19 as a con, as an adult. I was in shorts when I was 19 as an adult. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just all because of that, you know, way back then, nobody would listen to me.
No, it's so sad. I'm sorry, Nick. So you've had to go through all that, pal.
You know, I mean, it's not even just that, mate. It had a big impact on my family.
Yeah, of course it has. Of course it has. Nick, just to let you know, sir, I need just to go back a step with you so you understand our fees. And understand what other options are out there for you. So I just need to run you through this a sec, Nick, and just, you know, before I continue with your case. Just to let you know, say you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the law firm to do that. You can, obviously, if you so wish to, gather your own evidence and submit your own case. So that's your top one.
But how am I going to... What are you going to give me? Nothing, because I've got a criminal record.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Spanning over 30 years.
Yeah, option two, Nick, is you can go with another law firm who won't charge you any fees. They get paid direct from the
government. I've got you guys doing it.
I just need to run this through. I need to run you through this, though, sir, just to make sure you fully understand.
I'm happy for you guys to deal with.
Perfect. So these other law firms, Nick, they won't charge you any fees. They get paid from the Scottish Government and what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme. There, they get paid £2,000 whether you win or lose or draw. I can't legally go into their practices, what they would do and what they...
Well, it's 20%, isn't it?
Yeah, so our fees... are 20% inclusive of all VAT. More than 20%, Nick.
Happy with that, mate.
Okay. On the flip side to that, Nick, if we're unsuccessful, we'll never come looking for any fees. Our insurance policy will cover never come knocking for you. Do you understand those three options?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes. Full time.
Just to let you know, Nick, that the date you signed documentation with us, you had have a 14-day cooling off period. If you're unaware, I can restart that 14-day cooling off period with you today. Alternatively, you can waive the 14-day cooling off period, and I can start on your case straight away. But that's entirely up to you.
I actually thought the case was already started.
It is. I just need to make sure that, you know, I go through these legal declarations with you before we go.
I'd wave it, mate. Just get it going.
What I'll do, Nick, is within the next 2 weeks, I'll write to you with all my contact details. You have my number now. My name's Michael. If you need me, call me. I work for you now.
So what happened to the other guys, Michael? Is that your colleagues?
Yeah, so they're my colleagues in customer care. They get you to a stage and then they hand you over to me and I go out and get the information.
I'm happy with that, Michael. I'm happy with that. Because you know the thing is, Michael, there's no lies involved, so
no.
You know what I mean? I don't need a lie, mate. You know what I'm saying? It's,
we're not trying to cut you out, Nick.
What I'm saying is, I don't know how hard it's going to be for you to get.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what these people are going to admit, but I don't think they're going to tell you. No, they never. No, the only ones that know about it is the ones that did it.
Yeah, they're not going to tell us that they beat you, Nick. That's for sure. What we can prove is they were part of the Short Sharp Shock initiative, and you were there.
No, well, I mean, I can only tell you the dates that I was there.
Yeah, we're fine. We'll get all of your information, I promise you, okay?
Aye, all right. But, I can only... And I'm probably not the only one that's gave these guys up.
100%. 100%, you know. So I'll write to you within 2 weeks with all my contact information. You have my number. Call me if you need me for anything. And I'll call
all
you
right,
everyone
Michael.
Just to check in with you, okay, Nick?
All right, Michael. Thanks. Thanks for your help, isn't it?
No, thanks for your bravery in speaking to me, Nick.
It's been a long time. It's been over 50 years, mate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
It's a long time. That's why I'm so proud that all this time that you guys are actually picking that up and doing something about it.
Yeah, it is a massively rewarding job for us, helping people like
yourself. It's ridiculous, man. No,
don't
get these people, mate, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we will. We're going to go and get
them. They work for the government, no. They work for the crowd, Michael, no.
I know.
It was terrible. But somebody's going to answer me, you know what I mean? Because they've got the guys that are responsible, they've got bosses, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they've got bosses, and they've got governments, and we'll
right,
know the information for you.
So their bosses allowed them to do these things.
They'll turn the blind eye.
Right, so, I know they just take the bombs, these men.
Yeah.
They're not giving a shit about some wee scallywagons committing crime.
No,
I was only first offender and I get cheated like a fucking animal.
No, disgusting.
And I wasn't even meant to be there in the first place.
No, hopefully we'll get some justice. Next
so how does that want to kick off with Michael?
Yeah.
You know, how does that want to kick off with? I was underage, mate. I wasn't even meant to be there. So, you kick off with that one. He said, that's why I didn't hear. He wasn't even meant to be here. He wasn't even old enough.
No, we will do. We've got all our information now, Nick.
All right,
I'll go and get all the information for you.
It riles me up, mate. No, it's horrible.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that.
You don't need to be sorry, mate. You don't need to be sorry. I'm just... Don't get these people, mate.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, let me go and get all the information for you, Nick.
All right, mate. I'll leave you to it, mate.
We'll
chat again. All right. All right, mate.
Thanks, Nick.
Mate, wait. Have a good day, mate. Mate,
pal.
Mate, pal. Mate.